This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2275. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. This edition recorded December 26th. Austria, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Iran, Israel, Korea South, Kurdistan, Laos, Madagascar, Nigeria, North America, Norway, Pridnestrovia, Puerto Rico, Romania, Russia, Spain, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. December 31st is the final day on the air forever from the Mostbrunn, Austria shortwave transmitter site, and some special programming has been scheduled from 09 to 12 UT on 6055, a farewell broadcast produced by the staff at Mostbrunn. That's according to the diary of DX in the British DX Club. And then immediately following, from 12 to 13, or maybe it's 2 hours from 12 to 14, the special broadcast from SM Radio Dessau, marking its last broadcast, but that's on 6070 with 100 kilowatts. Most of this probably in German. Using remote in Brazil, Zaharias Leongas in Greece ports a couple more pirate stations on the 8th of December on 9970 Radio Casa at 2239, and on 9991, another possible Brazilian station. Then on 7750, one which he thinks is Radio Ameixinha, Ricky Long in Calgary says on New Year's Eve, CBC Radio 1 is simulcasting CBC television specials, while it's the usual after-dark audio dance party on CBC Music. Of course, that's not shortwave, but streaming or medium wave, or FM. Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine refers us to an item at the blog in German, kurzwellenradio.wordpress.com, of December 23rd about the status of China Radio International. It lost its status as a standalone, state-owned organization in 2018. Since then, there's been a slow shift from the brand name CRI to CGTN. In recent weeks, the state's China Media Group, which now includes all state TV and radio, domestic and foreign, seems to have made another move to push CRI's past image as a broadcaster in its own right further back. In addition to a small CRI online logo at the top left of every foreign language homepage, there's a much bigger CGTN logo at the top center. CGTN has long been the handle for ex-CRI's services in English, French, and Russian, but many or all other services still refer to themselves as CRI, including ID announcements on shortwave. The Chinese language homepage is an exception. They don't carry a CGTN logo. Seems to be in line with the Central Committee's deepening reform of party and state institutions. A document published in March 2018 that the organizational structures of Central Chinese Television, including its international arm, were abolished. So were those of CPBS, also known as CNR, and CRI. However, internally, the original names would remain in use. A common external handle had originally in 2018 decided to be Voice of China. That did not happen, possibly because the first CPBS channel refers to itself as the Voice of China already. The German service still refers to itself as China Radio International in its two-hour loops on shortwave. No mention of CGTN. This almost 120 minutes on shortwave consist of a short ID at the beginning, nearly 2 hours of vapid dining house music, and an announcement of summer seasonal times and frequencies, God knows of which year. That's 6 hours on air on various frequencies every day for the so-called German service alone. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan refers us to some info from cahcn.github.io, a post of December 19th, that a Chinese DXer informed in mid-December a DRM test transmission with non-stop Chinese music noted throughout the day on 1557 kHz. The signal is over Zhongshan City, Guangdong Province. Other info says DRM is also planned in Guangzhou and Huizhou, Guangdong Province, on the same frequency. 1557 is used by Radio Taiwan International for Chinese service to the mainland in the night over the Kohu transmitter site with 300 kilowatts at 09 to 17 UT, except for a KBS relay at 11 to 12. China has set up many medium wave stations on 1557 to jam RTI, so this DRM test is actually a new jamming to RTI with DRM technology. It is said that the DRM coding software and modulator were developed by Communication University of China in Beijing. The transmitter is 10 kilowatts, manufactured by Harbin Broadcasting Equipment Company, Limited. Mark Fahey in Australia and Indonesia says, "I quite enjoy the Chinese dining music. I have Shazammed most of it and found the albums the music is played from on Apple Music. Also, last time I listened to the CRI Vietnamese service a few years ago, it was still using the East is Red interval signal, just like Radio Peking and Radio Beijing back in the day." Another update via Dan Robinson about the only possible shortwave station in Congo DR, Radio Kahuzi, which used to be on 6210. On December 23rd, he says, after a post at the end of November, the latest update from Radio Kahuzi provides a bit more hope for a successful return to shortwave. They speak of installing a solar-powered battery that they hope will enable them to be independent from the unstable local electricity supply and allow them to be on FM and shortwave. Here's what they say. Thanks to Jim and Louise Lindquist and son Philip, tech expert, Semmer has just installed the long-awaited solar systems. A 10,000-watt battery will power the FM radio studio and property that we have been working to move into so we can broadcast on FM and shortwave without relying on the unstable local electricity. Another CRI language service, which has been filled with nothing but music for years, is Portuguese, broadcast via Cuba at 23 UT on 13650. However, I checked December 23rd and it was missing. Not sure if that's forever, but I doubt it. Hardly anything from Radio Havana itself on shortwave anymore, but David Potter in Gainesville, Florida, reports some CGTN China relays via Cuba are still going, or again going. On December 23rd, he heard 6180 at 0145 in English and 0200 into Mandarin, a good carrier with hum, but very low modulation. And then the next morning at 12:15 tune-in, 9570, CRI in Cantonese, a big signal and much improved audio. I've heard Radio Cairo, Egypt still attempting to broadcast on shortwave, including the English SQR at 21:15. On December 20th, it was on 9439.853 into the Holland remote, but it was extremely distorted. As also extremely distorted when I checked again December 25th, when it opened at 2116 on 9439.860. Something's always awful at Abyss and or crappy at Cairo. Some imaginary stations are scheduled via our affiliate Shortwave Gold Radio in Germany, according to Fast Radio Burst 23 on SWLing Post. Saturday, December 28th at 12 UT on 6160, and repeated Sunday 29th at 10 and to 14 UT on 6160, and at 21 on 3975. End-of-year transmission of KMTS, which stands for Kearsarge Mountain Transmission Service. Expect the weird and wonderful, and also radio-related tunes. Then on Wednesday, January 1st at 03 UT on WRMI 9395, another version of KMTS, which was the very first imaginary station from the crew. From DRM.org about shortwave transmissions from Germany after Christmas. 27 December. Zeta 2, a private German shortwave radio station, will be on air with a four-hour moderated music program, Musikalischer Frühschoppen, from the Waldheim, Germany transmitter, on 6195. The two-hour program will be played twice in succession within the four-hour block. The DRM transmission will be in two different configurations, at 09 to 11 in mode B and 11 to 13 in mode C, both 16 QAM and MSC, and featuring XHE AAC audio, journaling, DRM text messages with DL Plus info, station logos, and slideshow images. About last week's UNID Arabic on 15095, possibly Syria, no, it turned out to be Iran. Malno Ritala says, I asked Tariq Zaidan, and he confirms, it is Iran, maybe 15135 with a spurious signal 40 kilohertz above or below? Andre Strydenberg in South Africa, who first reported this, says, yes, viewers of my YouTube channel say it is a new frequency for Iran, 15095, 15135, and 15320. Radio Tehran's Arabic service. Mano says Arabic is listed on 15320 at 0830 to 1030, but not being heard on any of these frequencies. However, via remote in Qatar, Wolfgang Büschel was hearing on 15134.957 Iran in Arabic at 0826, is scheduled 0600 to 0827, very low modulation, as heard via the remote in Qatar. And also 15320.012, the same low modulation characteristics, at 0831 with a prayer in Arabic, and stronger than 15135. Harold Sellers in British Columbia says he heard voices of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English on 9650, December 24th at 15:36, about the Israeli assault on a hospital in Gaza and other reports on the conflict there. About Israel, Ron Howard found this on JewishPress.com dated December 19th. Communications Minister Kahi pushes privatizing Israel's public broadcaster, the first politician to take on IPBC after more than 30 years, during which the majority of Israeli voters have been demanding its closure. Mostly concerning television, but 5 out of 7 radio stations belonging to IPBC would remain. The cleared radio frequencies would be offered in a tender to national commercial radio stations. Via remote in Japan, Ron Howard reports on the current frequency lineup for Voice of the People, clandestine from South to North Korea, as of 1956 UT, December 25th, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 4560, 6520, and 6600. Kurdistan Non in the Nashville Flash Sheet, Ralph Perry has been monitoring the radio war between Radyoya Dengigel, the Kurdish station via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and Turkey's attempts to jam it as both of them jump around in the 11.5s. All of these are on different dates in mid-December, but at various times during the 13 UT hour. On December 16th, Dengigel on 11525.03. On December 21st, Turkish jammer on 11530.04. On December 21st, Dengigel on 11540.05. On December 16th, Turkish jammer on 11545.03. Mark Taylor in Wisconsin was also hearing the Turkish jammer only December 18th at 13:45 on 11540. Further monitoring by Wolfgang Büschel all on December 26th around 0815 UT. He says, Dengigel is now likely via Armenia instead of Uzbekistan. It was on 11509.996. At the same time, Turkish jammer was way away on 11540.010. Via Hardcore DX, Sarat Virakun in Sri Lanka says, after months of prolonged silence, the familiar voice of the national radio of Laos on medium wave 567 from Vientiane has finally returned to the airwaves, December 18th until sign-off at 13 UT. I tune in again the evening of 19 December. Steady signal, as captivating as ever. The nostalgic tone of the station made it a moment to savor, like reconnecting with an old friend whose voice stirs long-buried memories. Thanks to this tip, Ron Howard was also hearing it on December 20th, until it went off at 0801 UT, but again that same evening, again from 1245 until off at 1300. Good to excellent reception via remote in Thailand. Playing a lot of indigenous music and singing, a joy to hear Laos again. Via medium, high, very high, ultra, or super high frequencies, World of Radio 2275, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who marks each seasonal change with a contribution by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. From Paraíba, Brazil, José Ronaldo Xavier, JRX, reports a frequency change by Madagascar World Voice. It's the Spanish hours at 02 to 04 UT, which had been on 6180, but colliding with Cuba and or Brazil, a good thing they changed. 9755 was first noted on December 14th. Neither frequency heard on the 15th, but by December 22nd they were again on 9755. On December 22nd, I caught the frequency change of Radio Mali from barely audible 5995 to much better 9635. I was monitoring the lower frequency before 0800, and it finally cut off the air at 44 seconds past 0800. Then I switched to 9635, and it cut on the air exactly one sesquiminute later at 0802.14 during music. Dan Robinson says Mali is the only West Africa station still being heard on shortwave, but via Google News Alerts, an article from the News Agency of Nigeria about Voice of Nigeria's first strategic management retreat. It's been a no-show on shortwave for some time now. Nigeria's Minister of Info said VON must tell the world that Nigeria is working again. We suppose Nigeria working again remains to be seen, but when it comes to any shortwave output, it's certainly not working now. But VON's Director General and CEO highlighted the need to strengthen VON's digital presence and upgrade its broadcasting infrastructure. If there's any intention of restoring shortwave by VON, it's not apparent. The mention of cooperation with Tanzanian Broadcasting Corporation and USAGM, which we recall has closed the São Tomé-Príncipe and other shortwave relay stations, does not bode well for any attention being given to shortwave. Anyhow, VON's last active shortwave frequency was 7255. Station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate from somewhere in southwestern U.S., is active almost every evening on 7475. Sometimes very late, I heard them at 0724, still going December 24th. But once in a while, they show up on a higher frequency in the daytime. December 20th, peaking at 2125 UT, Eric Fetterswalp in Lake Stevens, Washington, was hearing Josiah's voice on 15410. Rick Barton in Arizona says he's also heard them in the daytime on 19 meters. It's time to look again for him during daylight hours. Rick Barton also says the pirate Hikari FM, 11530 more or less, seems to sign on daily at 17 UT. Her December 19th at 1800 with soft Japanese vocal music. Via Alan Pennington in the British Steelers Club, Sven Martinson on FB 23 December says he has a new 400-watt shortwave transmitter testing on 5895 since 1345 UT. Asking for reception reports. EQSLs available, even if heard via remotes. Reports to 1000 at northernstar.no. Manuel Menith in Spain was hearing it on 5895 with pop songs in English, December 25th at 1622 and 26th at 1746. Filed under Pridnestrovia, another name for Russian-occupied Moldova, via RusTX, a preliminary schedule of transmission of Russian programs from the Pridnestrovsky Radio and TV Center, starting January 1st, but possible changes. Radio Rossi on 999 with a megawatt, circular diagram meaning non-directional, at 12 to 21 and 21 to 01 UT. And Vesti FM with half a megawatt on 1413 kHz, directional 80 degrees, at 17 to 21 and 21 to 07 UT for Ukraine and Crimea. Puerto Rico and non, I'm occasionally able to hear my most distant non-directional beacon on medium almost long wave, DDP in Puerto Rico on 391 kHz, such as December 20th at 0725, and again on December 24th at 0735. Love to hear any others which may still be on the air from Latin America. I went through the ClassX.com RNA signal list of beacons, sorted by country, and picked out these which have been reported in the last couple of months. So look out for these call signs on 235 kHz, PJE in St. Eustatius, 305 BNE, St. Lucia, 323 TAB, Trinidad and Tobago, 327 FXC, Cayenne, Guiana French, 330 UAM Santiago de Cuba, 385 PTP Guadeloupe, and 415 SLU St. Lucia. Radio Romania International had to make some unexpected frequency changes. Jean-Michel Aubier in France says on December 22nd, most RI frequencies have been changed recently. All services are affected except Serbian, Italian, Ukrainian, and Aromanian. And then on December 24th, he received this from their French service. Due to a major failure of the Chiganeshti transmitter, Radiocom Company was forced to temporarily transfer transmission to another transmitter. Target areas have also been affected. Here's the English schedule as of December 25th, but may not be totally correct and subject to change. All these are in the AM mode. At 12 UT, 15460 and 17700. At 18 UT, 9770. At 2130, 7310 and 7375. At 23, 7220 and 7325. At 01, 7325. At 04, 7410 and 9510. And at 0630, 9870 and 11930. 7375 is from the Galbeni site, which is unaffected. Their Romanian language broadcasts are also of interest. John Filiozzi says, I enjoy hearing what people in their home countries are hearing on their radios. The Romanian service relays are from some programming of Radio Romania Musical, Radio Romania Actualitatsi, and Radio Romania Cultural, including pop, folk, and classical music. Their English service brings first-hand info about what's going on, attitudes and problems in southeastern Europe. The country's ethnicities and history are quite fascinating, a mixture of Latin and Slavic influences that go back to the days of the Roman Empire. These can be heard in its folk music. Via remote in Khabarovsk, Ron Howard has been listening to Medium Wave 765, Radio Vostok Rossi, December 23rd at 0208 with pop songs, frequent IDs. By the way, Rusty X reports that there's a synchronized network of transmitters all on 765 kHz from Radio Vostok Rossi, at least 10 of 5 kilowatts each in different cities, and 2 of 20 kilowatts including in Khabarovsk. Otherwise, very little medium wave still active in Russia. Via AER in Spain, news of a special Christmas broadcast from Ruki Radio IME, that's R-U-Q-U-I. Via channel 292, Saturday, December 28th at 18 to 20, presumably UT on 9670. And at the same time, via Indie Radio, a pirate in Spain on 6931, as well as several FM frequencies in Spain. The Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols from BBC on Christmas Eve morning at 15 UT, that's afternoon there, is widely broadcast by public radio in the U.S. However, some of us are still trying to hear it via the BBC World Service on shortwave. It's a sesquihour broadcast, and Alan Rowe in England says it started as scheduled on 12.095, but at 15.30 was abruptly cut for a news bulletin and sports today, and resumed at 15.59. Unbelievable. Even more embarrassing for the BBC is a report in The Guardian of December 24th via Simon Hicks in the British DF Club. For more than 50 years, the BBC's Somali service has been broadcasting an anti-colonial message without realizing it. It's an instrumental theme tune which is popular, catchy, and authoritative, perfect for the colonizer's news service. Unfortunately, everyone knows the lyrics. With a whistling rhythm and melody, it's authoritative and catchy. The words that follow the music have not changed for more than 60 years. Hiding in plain acoustics, however, is the fact that the lyrics, originally written, although not used, for the music are deeply anti-colonial and deliberately designed to be remembered by Somalis every time they listen to the British radio station's instrumental. The lyrics translate as, "These people calling out, yearning for their land. If they rise up for it, O God, grant them their wish." The story in The Guardian goes into detail about how this came about. Now that the cat's out of the bag, I wonder if BBC will still use it. Mestodrilling.com via Mike Terry, reminder of WI2XLQ. Brian Justin's annual longwave broadcast starting Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, an annual LF listening event. Actually, that frequency is still in medium wave, but below our broadcast band. Full carrier AM starting at 22 Zulu on December 24th and running for 24 hours, and repeated the same 24 hours starting December 31st at 22. It's very low powered. I was not able to hear it, and I'm not positive it was really on the air. There's further discussion at stbuilding.com about some problems they were having. Try listening via remotes as close as you can get to Forest, Virginia. Michigan ARE tip sheet. Mac Rincon is again hearing his nearby station WTOU 1660 on a shortwave frequency, 7595. Well, I figure that's another external mixing product with a very strong shortwave signal, WWCR, 5935 plus 1660 equals 7595. Just as he also had it on another frequency that far away from WWCR 15825. This was December 14th, around midnight, UT. Probably only a local situation for him, but something to be aware of wherever you are. Possible mixing between a local medium wave station and a strong shortwave frequency. This is due to overload and has nothing to do with the receiver's IF. WZON 620, the station in Bangor, Maine, that's going away at the end of the year, did carry out a medium wave DX test Sunday, December 22nd at 06 UT. It was fairly widely heard, at least in eastern North America, but it lasted only 10 minutes, according to Gilles Letourneau, who easily heard it in Montreal. On the IRC list, Frank Merrill says, I've said for many years that KRVN 880 Lexington, Nebraska, best exemplifies the original intent of breaking down the clear channels to serve regions that are otherwise underserved. Barton in Arizona replies, there is a little-known area in Nebraska where it may be 70 miles between towns, and there are only miles and miles of sandy grass-covered hills, not suitable for farming but good cattle grazing land. KRVN has served for years as an important source of information to the isolated Nebraska Sandhills ranchers, as well as the farming areas to the south and east. Some of these Sandhills towns consist of a sale barn, a tax supply store, a church, and 15 bars, but no radio station. KRVN is the radio station. Its 50 kilowatt high power ensures they are heard statewide. It means Rural Voice of Nebraska. However, it's currently on special temporary authorization of 12.5 kilowatts non-directional. As we reported last week, although it came back on December 19th, Radio Vanuatu 9960 was soon missing again after that earthquake. But it was back on the air by December 25th. As Ron Howard first reported it at 0245, Matt Francis in Australia was also hearing it December 26th after 0600. Ron Howard says that was known as Happy Family Day. And then after 0700, they switched to 3945, audible via remotes closer to Vanuatu. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued December 23rd. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 January 5th, 12 and 4 on January 10th and 16th, 10 and 3 on the 11th, 17th, and 18th. That is, unsettled to active levels expected for January 5th and 6th, 10th to 12th, and 16th to 18th. Solar flux declining from 205 December 27th to 160 January 7th and 8th, and then climbing to 195 by January 18th. A reminder to check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser here inviting you to keep hearing me in 2025 as I conclude World of Radio 2275. With a standard disclaimer.